Japan's cabinet today approved a plan to send up to 600 non-combat troops to Iraq. It would be the biggest overseas deployment of Japanese troops since World War II, and the decision's been highly controversial. Confirmation of the deployment was delayed after two Japanese diplomats were killed in Iraq last month. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Tokyo, the question of sending troops abroad has tapped into a new debate about Japan's role in the world in the 21st century.
Despite intense opposition at home, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi today defended his decision on live television. He was at pains to stress it is Japan's duty to send troops and that the soldiers would be engaged only in humanitarian activities.
Reconstructing Iraq is extremely significant for the stability of the entire Middle East and ultimately the international community, and serves the interest of Japan. The personnel dispatched under this basic plan will mainly be engaged in helping the people of Iraq reconstruct and rebuild their own country.
Like some leaders in Europe who've supported the U.S. in Iraq, Koizumi is struggling to persuade his people that it's the right thing to do. The leading opposition party has opposed the move, and it made strong gains in last month's elections, partly because of its stand. A recent poll by Japanese television found that only 17% of the population supports sending troops now. About half the respondents polled said troops could go in the future, but only if the situation becomes calmer in Iraq. There have been regular demonstrations outside the Japanese parliament. "We oppose sending troops to Iraq," shouted today's demonstrators, holding banners that branded Prime Minister Koizumi and other senior Japanese leaders as war criminals for their decision. The idea of sending troops abroad taps into a deep-seated pacifism that has dominated Japan since the end of World War II. The country's post-war constitution says that the Japanese people forever renounce war as a sovereign right of the nation. Liberal interpretation of the constitution has allowed the Japanese to have armed forces, but only for self-defense. The Japanese military is in fact known collectively as the Self-Defense Force. Now, the willingness to more actively deploy Japan's military, even if for professed humanitarian causes, worries some ordinary Japanese people.
"I'm worried about the new militarism that maybe Japanese people are going to have if we send the troop for this time."
Office worker Junko Hiraoka remembers in high school having to memorize the part of the Japanese constitution that renounces war. She says she loves and admires the United States, but she did not support the war in Iraq, and she thinks that Japan is being pushed into sending troops by Washington. But her concerns run much deeper than that. She says there are right-wingers in the Japanese government who are pushing for a much more active role for the Japanese military.
"Some Japanese government people, maybe they will strengthen more our military. They really want to support that Japanese military to go out, and they want to give the money for the Japanese military more."
Hiraoka and many others like her are worried that this deployment to Iraq could precipitate a push to change the pacifist Japanese constitution. Defenders of the move, though, say it's not threatening. It's just Japan adjusting to a new international reality. The shock of September 11th and what is perceived as the increasing threat from North Korea persuade many that Japan needs to be more proactive in its own defense. Professor Hideshi Takeshita of the National Institute for Defense Studies says the decision to send Self-Defense Forces, or SDF, to Iraq will be seen in future as a crucial one.
"Dispatching SDF members to Iraq is a turning point for Japan, not only for Japanese public opinion, but also for Japan's Self-Defense Forces. Also, I dare say, it's a turning point for Japan's defense policy."
As Japan tries to redefine its role in the 21st century, the fallout of today's decision looks likely to reverberate for a long time to come. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Tokyo.